The title of this message is, Can I Pray for You? Taken from James chapter 5, verse 16. Have you abandoned a good habit that you need to pick back up? Before I started writing daily messages, I would go through my social media contacts and ask people how I could pray for them. Not to be nosy or gossip, just general direction. Some people never responded. Most of those who did were very thankful that someone asked, and a couple would say they didn't need prayer. The latter were the ones that concerned me the most. Father, may we never be so content in our human experience that we don't feel the need for others' prayers. I once wore a button that asked, Can I pray for you? In the dentist chair, I was asked, Why do you want to pray for me? Caught off guard for a moment, I replied, I believe in the power of prayer and take pleasure in lifting others. She closed the office door and quietly began to tell me of her worries for her son. It recently occurred to me that I have not reached out with that healing question enough lately. I picked 5 people from my contacts and asked them, How can I pray for you today? Within 5 minutes, I had 5 replies, a testimony to how much we need to be reaching out to each other. James tells us to pray for each other. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. We often say the only thing left to do is pray. Prayer is the most powerful tool in your box. Make it your first response today. If you have read this message, you have been prayed for. If you have a specific prayer need, please share it with a praying friend.